A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, Amalek came and waged war against Israel. Moses, therefore, said to Joshua, "Pick out certain men, and tomorrow go out and engage Amalek in battle. I will be standing on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses told him. He engaged Amalek in battle, after Moses had climbed to the top of the hill with Aaron and Hur. As long as Moses kept his hands raised up, Israel had the better of the fight. But when he let his hands rest, Amalek had the better of the fight. Moses' hands, however, grew tired, so they put a rock in place for him to sit on. Meanwhile, Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. And Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. The word of the Lord.
Our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our help is from the Lord, who made heaven. He will keep your foot from stumbling. Your guard will never slumber. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's God. Our help is from the Lord your guard, the Lord your shade, at your right hand. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. Our help is from the Lord. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, remain faithful to what you have learned and believed, because you know from whom you learned it, and from that infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that one who belongs to God may be competent, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingly power, proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Word of God is living and effective, discerning reflections and thoughts of the heart. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the state of your belief? How deep is your faith? How important is your prayer life? Luke tells us that Jesus asks his disciples the same type of questions in our gospel today in the parable of the persistent widow, story of a woman who kept coming back before the judge to seek justice against her adversary. The story is about the widow's persistence and her faith. Now, what we're told is that the judge, a person of authority, was neither a caring man nor a man who feared God. He was not a welcoming person, yet, despite his indifference, this widow, out of her great need, was persistent to bring her request before him. She didn't call it quits. She believed her persistence would pay off. She had faith. Now, as the story continues, we're told that the judge ignored the widow for a time, ignored her. And I think we can all sort of relate to that. You know, whether it's a need of ours or a need for another, we know the ache, we know the anxiety and the weight when we're waiting for an answer. Having to wait can often make us grow weary and lose resolve. It's a crossroads of sorts where we either choose to give up or to persist in prayer. If we're ever unsure of what to do during times like this, Jesus clears that up for us in our parable today. So the story keeps going. Then we hear the judge who says to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her requests." And by the end of the parable, we discover the moral and the meaning of this story when Jesus says, "Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. If this judge who is dishonest and lacks compassion gives in to this persistent woman, how much more will God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call on him day and night?" Now, when Jesus says something once, we pay attention to it, obviously. We take it to heart. But when Jesus says it twice, we really have to pay attention. And in the Gospel of Luke, he actually does this. Our Gospel today is from chapter 18 in Luke. But if we go back, we go back to chapter 11, this is what we find. This is a story of when the disciples ask Jesus how to pray. And of course, what Jesus does is he gives them the story, or rather the prayer of the Lord's Prayer. But after he gives them this template on how to pray, he tells them a story. And the story is about a man who knocks on his neighbor's door and asks for 3 loaves of bread. But the neighbor replies, "Don't bother me, the door's closed, my kids are already in bed, I'm not going to get up and give you some bread." But the man in need of the bread continues to knock on the door. And eventually, the neighbor inside the house says to himself, "I guess I'll give him what he wants since he won't stop asking. Because of his persistence, I'm going to get up and give him some bread." But then, after that story, Jesus says this: "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For whoever asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be open." The story of Jesus that we hear in Luke chapter 11 has the same message as the gospel we read today. And that is, be persistent in prayer. He's telling us that prayer should be continuous, like a constant heartbeat throughout the day, not limited to specific times or events. This means a continuous attitude of prayer and awareness of God's presence, which can take the form of praise, confession, intercession, or thanksgiving, meant to be a part of every moment of every situation. It's a way of remembering our dependence on God and staying in constant communication with him. What's the need that you personally face? What need do you have? Bother God with it. Bring it to his attention every morning when you get up, throughout the day, at lunchtime, at evening meal, before you go to bed. Stay on it, stay on it, stay on it. And guess what? The God of limitless possibilities, who hears our frequent knocking and knows our requests, assures us that since we have confidence in him, know that he hears whatever we ask for according to his will. My friends, prayer is to be continuous. It's not limited to Sunday or when we go to bed or when we eat. Prayer is designed for every part of the Christian life. Prayer fits no matter the circumstances. You're walking into a business meeting, pray. You're driving your car, pray. You're trying to make an important decision in your life, pray. You're worried about a friend, pray. Nothing is too insignificant or too overwhelming for God. He cares about it all. Prayer is not for perfect people, but for the imperfect, needy person. The only perfect person is Jesus, and he's praying for us. Prayer is simply remembering that we are nothing compared to the one who is everything, and then getting out of the way. It wasn't until I was in my 40s when I began reading some of the classics like St. Teresa of Avila, St. Therese the Little Flower, and contemporaries like Henry Nouwen and Thomas Merton, that I began to understand prayer as being more aware of God and God's presence throughout the whole day. And that prayer can happen and does happen at any moment. All times and all things can be prayer. It sounds simple enough, but it takes a willingness to recognize that God is present in all creation. Whether you're sitting before the Eucharist in the tabernacle, or watching your granddaughter play soccer, or grocery shopping, we can pray. Indeed, we can offer all that we do and say as prayer. Praying persistently changes us. When we talk to God on a regular basis, our attitude and our perspective on everything changes. Persistent prayer deepens our faith, draws us closer to God, and aligns us with his will. May we all become people who pray constantly. May we also learn to leave our burdens with God rather than pick them up and carry them with us. Our Heavenly Father, being touched deeply over our struggles, loves it when we come to him asking for help. He is right there, ready to step in. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, help us to be persistent prayer warriors, to always have you at the center of our life, no matter the circumstances. Take our burdens, our desires, and our fears. We cast them upon you, knowing that you're better able to handle them than we'll ever be. We ask that our time of prayer during Holy Mass might make a difference in the balance of our day, which we commit to you now, in the name of Jesus. Amen.